I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Imogen. Imogen from Stella Firma. If you haven't heard yet, Rusty Quill has a brand new original audio drama, Trice Forgotten. Trice Forgotten is a swashbuckling found family adventure created by Nemo Martin. Alestes likes to keep her head down while she works as a merchant, couriering deliveries and carrying travellers to destinations across the seas. Only as her travellers gradually become permanent crewmates, she realises her ship has become a floating museum, laboratory, vault of repatriated treasures, and a chef's kitchen. After spending most of her life with the understanding that nothing changes no matter how hard you fight, Alestes is faced with a choice. Will she use her new network of allies to build safe harbour and potentially a future for her new community, or will she once again put her head down and drown in a sea of excuses? Trice Forgotten is the latest audio drama from Rusty Quill, creators of multiple award-winning podcasts including The Magnus Archives and Stella Firma. Search for Trice Forgotten, T-R-I-C-E, wherever you listen to your podcasts, or visit www.rustyquill.com for more information.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Spooky, Kate Talbot, Lisa Kay, Jari Thorup Parlow, Lou Harrison, Elliot, Claudia Howard, Amanda Lord, Sarah Cavanna, Jessica Freeman, Fresh Cat, Dog, Elizabeth Kalbacher, Ayn Morgan, Corvin J. Lynn, Kit, Cody Wolf, Iris Lazuli, Spa, Carrie Leclerc. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Molly and Emily. May you never be involved in a case of hilarious mistaken identity.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
So what you're saying then is that I need to be more demanding?
Assertive. Employee personality assessment and post-incident mortality investigations suggest that assertive communication between colleagues is key to effective working relationships and non-hostile work environments.
Right. So how will I know if I'm being assertive?
Quiz time! A colleague has misplaced their pen for the third day in a row. They ask to borrow yours, but have repeatedly lost yours in the past. Do you A. give them your pen and use your own vital life fluid oozing from a wound in your hand to make notes instead? B. calmly request they requisition a new pen from supplies in full knowledge of the terrible price this will cost them and their loved ones? C. attack them violently as a drain on company time and resources, using your pen as a weapon.
Oh gosh, well, I suppose I don't want to attack them.
Answer!
And their loved ones did nothing wrong.
Answer!
But it is my pen, and I didn't do anything wrong.
Answer!
I will go with A. They can have my pen, just make it stop.
Assessing response. Vocal tone. Heart rate. Sweat pH.
Wait, how do you know my sweat
pH? Ding! Personality assessment. Passive to passive aggressive, some tendency towards explosive outbursts caused by intense emotional stress.
So what should I do about it?
Spend more time outside.
Oh, for board's sake!
David! David! Oh, look at you there. Oh, you're almost like a real person relaxing in your little pod there. Working at your little desk. It's nice. It's nice to see David.
I'm glad to have a pod.
Isn't it, though? You're welcome. You are welcome.
Well,
how are you enjoying your pod date?
It's very nice. I actually get to lie horizontally.
Oh, that's pleasant.
There is a pillow. And an duvet.
But do you miss the chair?
No. Nope.
Just sitting up in the chair?
No. Nope.
Waiting for me?
No. Nope.
Hour after hour?
I have a little lamp.
Often
so I can
in the
see.
Dark.
Yes, I have a little lamp. I can turn it on.
Nice.
Lights up my desk.
Very nice.
The little Imogen terminal, so I can just...
You what now? What did we discuss, David?
Oh, no,
you need to be careful on Imogen.
So that
if
I
people
could...
find out that you've still got... People so, find out that you've still got accesses.
So that I can browse the authorised and sanctioned parts of Imogen's database in order to supplement my work.
Clearing terminal cache, erasing browsing history, eating cookies.
It's dodgy ground, David. The fact that you've got an Imogen terminal at all as a clone is a little bit here and there.
It's built into the desk.
Yes, but it's for me. It's not for you.
But that's my desk.
It's in
my pod.
Oh, is it? Oh, this is your desk in your pod. These are all Stella Firma desks and pods, David. You are just allowed to sleep in one.
Well, in a Stella Firma sanctioned desk that is sanctioned for clones like me, there is an Imogen terminal.
All right, David. Maybe it's the
look,
case
it's
that I've
small,
never been entirely clear on what the rights of clones are. Yes, that's possible, but...
Look, it's small, it's got big buttons, it's made of red plastic, but it's still my terminal.
It's clone's first terminal, yes.
They grow up so fast.
But you're enjoying a new
one. Yes, I am. I enjoy feeling like a person.
Oh, I see. You've drawn little pictures and sort of stacked them
no,
up.
No, you can... No.
That's out.
No, give that back.
What's the... Who's the... David, is this a... Have you drawn a picture of Bathin?
No.
Well, I mean, it says Bathin and you've... You've put a heart on the top of the eye instead of
I
a dot.
I have not.
Well, I mean, you've drawn him with such rippling abs, David.
Well, from what we...
Any pictures of me in it? Any fond pictures of Trexel Geistman, your saviour, your trial saviour?
Oh, no, because you obviously transcend the visual image and cannot be captured.
Thank you, David. That's very kind. That's very kind, but I'd like you to draw a picture of me. Right now.
Right
draw
now.
A picture of me, David.
Right now.
Right now.
Okay.
Wait.
Can you give me my pens back, please?
Here you go.
Right, just a
bit. No, I'm going to strike a pose.
Yikes.
Triumphant.
Ooh.
Powerful.
Right. Okay, here we go.
Knowledgeable, certainly.
Okay.
Beyond reproach. Feared by his enemies.
And how long do you want me to spend on this?
As long as it takes to capture all this.
All of it?
All of it.
Just really...
Mighty.
Getting it all.
Thrusting. Dignified.
Can you stop thrusting, please?
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Okay, what have you got?
Carry them to... There we go. There you go.
Just gonna get rid of that.
What?
Let's move on, David. That's just... That hurts.
What?
Don't just... I mean, that's very insulting.
I just drew you!
Oh, I see.
What? I'm
sorry. And that's what you see, is it?
I told you that your countenance was uncapturable. Like trying to pin lightning to a paper. So, if I failed, that's my artistry failing you, right? Agreed?
I can accept that. This is your failure, not mine.
Yeah, that is... Yeah, that's how it works.
Wonderful stuff. Okay, well, how about we get on with the brief then,
oh,
David?
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah,
really?
Let's just push on and get on with the brief, because
oh.
I feel like you're wasting time.
Yeah, you're so focused. Okay,
initiating.
Right.
Initiating.
Whoa, this is one. Right. Strap in. I'm Fugatissimon.
Okay.
A proud Merc Phonotographer of Mar Parkonk.
Okay.
And I am Arcazianium, a wandering extra-dimensional being lost in the confines of your miserable four-dimensional space.
Wait. Just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Is this two people with with different personalities, or is this one person with two aspects? There's dimensional stuff in there. They're extra-dimensional, but also they're a Merc phonographer, whatever that is.
A Merc phonotographer.
Whatever, David.
Well, but they phonotograph Merc.
Look, I need to. I can't just walk in to a client briefing and be surprised because there's two, or surprised because there's one, but they've got two distinct aspects.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know how wandering extra-dimensional beings who have been lost in the confines of our miserable four-dimensional space work.
This is just
they
so
might
typical.
Be possessing Arcosiania might be possessing Fugatissimon, or Fugatissimon might just be friends with Arcosianium.
Let's assume they're friends, because it's really difficult to... If you ever tried to communicate to a person that's got two aspects, and you're talking to them, and you see their eyes glaze over, and you're like, oh, we've gone to another aspect now, and they haven't heard anything, because they were in another dimension.
Isn't that our job?
Well, it's not our job to be...
Isn't
to be
that literally our job?
By two
that,
people in one body.
I'm pretty sure that's literally our job. If the person is a client... Then, well, we do what they want.
Oh, I see you're following the party line now, are you?
Yes!
Oh, okay!
Oh, the guns are pointed at you!
Which I also follow to a T. I just feel that... No, I don't feel anything. I follow the party line.
So, are we agreed, Trexel, that I am right, Trexel, that we should treat these beings with respect, regardless of whether they are two beings in one body? Or two beings in two bodies? Trexel? Sorry, can I just... Should we be...
Yes, David, you are absolutely correct. That is the correct way to approach a client, respectfully.
High-roading detected. Security alerted.
Right. That's good. Shall we continue,
Why not,
Trexel?
David? Why not? Sounds like you got it all worked out.
Right. Prefer pronouns are they and them.
Fine.
For the both of them.
Fine.
Why do they want a planet built? So we are going halvesies, so possibly an important clue, on a planet built to hold birthday parties for our niece.
So they're a cheapskate.
What?
Oh, I can't buy a planet for my niece. We have to go halvesies, because I'm a cheapskate, because I don't really love them.
Well, that's a question, because they both have the same niece, who is Rosie Nix, who's turning six.
Yes.
But they're going halvesies, which implies maybe two separate beings. Right?
Maybe they're consciously coupled.
Consciously coupled
beings.
Consciously coupled?
Yes.
What is a conscious coupling?
Well, conscious coupling is when you look at somebody in the eyes and go, we're coupled. An unconscious coupling is when you walk by someone and then suddenly realise you know everything about them because you've made a telekinetic bond by accident.
Right.
It happens more than you'd think.
Right. That sounds horrifying.
It's real weird.
Yes.
You're suddenly eating food being like, I don't like this food, why am I eating it? And you're like, I've unconsciously coupled with someone.
Okay.
It's expensive and it hurts.
Right, well, let's assume compromise here. Not possessed, not two completely separate beings, a consciously coupled duo super being.
Fine. Duo super being it is, that I can swallow.
Okay. So, Rosie Nix is turning six. She is about to be a six-year-old human child.
Oh, great. So now we've got consciously coupled, multidimensional beings, and they've had...
Well, I think... So, Arcosianium...
Yes?
...is a wandering extra-dimensional being, specifically. But Fugatissimon...
Can we call them Fugu?
Fugu?
I can't manage the Fugu...
Fugatissimon and Arcosiamian.
Fugu and Archie.
Nicknames detected. Security alerted.
Fugu and Archie.
It's old.
Right. So Fugu is a proud Merc phonotographer of Mar Park Onk.
Mm-hmm.
Not a clue where Mar Park Onk is, or...
It is a lovely place. It...
What? In this dimension. So it's a four-dimensional place.
Yes, yes, of course.
Right, so Fuga...
Fugu.
Yes. Fugu is a... people person, and Archie is a, well, extra-dimensional people person.
Okay,
so
fine.
We've got a mix.
Fine.
But they've both got a human niece.
Sure.
Right.
Look, it's the modern age, David. People do all sorts of crazy things.
Okay, so planet must hold at least 20 children of varying sizes and possibly their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Parents optional, it seems. Also, if you could please include crepe paper streamers, that would be lovely.
I see. Okay, so it's a basic children's party planet.
Yeah.
Well, we've done a party planet, and we've done a marmalade creche on a lava world, so just whack them together, we're done.
Well, no, we just designed the planet.
Yeah, there we go.
That's not our job.
What?
We asked sales, we're selling...
I forgot, we're sales now, aren't we?
You forgot?
Well, you know, I've got a lot on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And where else? Where have you been in the intervening time?
Hmm? Oh, around and about.
At the Astral
Bar. Yes, well, yes, mostly, but I've been doing work there, David. I've been working on a new thesis.
Right, and I'm going to regret this, but what is your thesis, Drexel?
It is the concept that maybe I am the actual, literal, physical centre of the universe.
Did you internalise the God stuff from yesterday?
Hmm? Well, I just... Maybe I left with a bit of a Bit of a spring in my step.
What is your centre of the universe name?
Drexel the Mighty.
Drexel the Mighty.
Well, the mouse thing went down so well, they believed so much that we were a mouse god.
Okay. I mean, they did, you're right. They
and
did.
Then I went to the Astro Bar and went to the bartender and said, I am your god, give me a drink. And they just sort of sighed and pushed one towards me, which I think means they believed me. So now I'm just going to sit in there looking, you know, deativic and hope that people bring me things.
Okay, well...
Hence the thesis.
Well, any extracurricular godhood is not going to help us sell this planet, so let's just push that into a box that we never open again.
Fine.
A reminder to employees. We make planets, but that does not make you a god.
Right, anyway, tell us about your likes and dislikes. So this is about Rosie, not about...
Because the planet's
Fugu
for her. Yes, I understand.
So Rosie enjoys mud, sticks, sweet things, candy, synovial fluids, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And bugs, especially slugs. Okay. And being tossed very high in the air. She dislikes broccoli in early bedtimes. If you were an animal, what would you be? So they would be the illustrious double-crested beaver with the name Castor Crestatus.
Very specific, but okay.
Right, I don't know what a double-crested beaver is.
Well, you know a beaver.
What is a beaver?
It's hard to describe, really, David. You know...
Is that sort of lumberjack thing?
It's like a lumberjack, except instead of an axe, you've got a face, and you swing your face violently into some wood.
Right, to do what?
Who can say?
Right, and what happens when it has double crests?
Ah, well, this is because the... Beavers now are quite pompous and have really got into the whole heraldry thing. And not only that, they've got into double heraldry. Here's my family arms and your family arms, and now they're both my family arms, double crest.
Ah, well, that makes sense since Fugu and Arki are sort of, well, consciously coupled.
It's a consciously coupled crested beaver.
So I'm going to assume that is about them and not about Rosie?
I understand. Yes, they're actually telling us. What are you? Well, in this dimension, we present as illustrious double crested beavers.
Oh, you think they are a double-crested beaver?
Sure.
Right.
Let's go ahead on that assumption.
Fine.
So we are selling, because obviously there's two layers, and this is where sales really comes into its own, David.
Right.
Because there's two layers here.
Okay.
We are selling to one person, but the planet's for another.
Wait.
What?
What is your greatest strength? Now keep the idea of double-crested beavers in your mind.
Keeping it.
Can you see one?
I can.
Okay. Well, their greatest strength is 50 million very strong pairs of ever-shifting arms.
Oh, that does change
things. We can lift very heavy things. Is that a double-crested beaver?
No double-crested beaver I've seen, but maybe they're a special beaver. A special double-crested beaver with millions of arms.
50 millions?
They've got to be quite big. Or the arms are very small, like cilia inside your body.
Oh, so they've got sort of...
Little wavy cilia arms.
Really prehensile fur.
But they're really strong.
Actually arms. Ooh.
So what that means is you've got that all over your body,
right.
Which means any objects you want, you can just sort of like glue them to yourselves
okay.
And manipulate them. You can do so many tasks at the same time.
Okay.
I'm doing some basic menial work, but also I'm writing my thesis about how I'm actually a god on my back.
Not a god.
That's actually interesting because their greatest weakness is it can be occasionally be difficult for us to maintain a healthy work-life balance.
Exactly. When you can do that much... Should you do that much?
Also...
Take care of yourself.
Occasionally
David, take care of yourself.
What? Oh, no!
Sorry.
I'm just gonna...
Initiating self-care music and lighting.
Maybe just not... Well, in which case, I'm just gonna be present for a bit, okay?
Okay, well, fine. We are present. You've closed your eyes, David. What's going on? Shush! Okay, I don't like this, but fine.
Being present, just...
Beep, beep, beep. It's time to get on, David.
Right, fine, yes, well...
Self-care terminated.
Ooh, I'm so healthy now. Thanks, Drexel. Great. Right, anyway. So their greatest weakness is it can occasionally be difficult for us to maintain a healthy work-life balance. Now, that implies, again, that they are kind of inside the same physical form, because if they're maintaining a healthy work-life balance, unless it's a problem they both share in exactly the same way, they're kind of phrasing it like they are sort of a single entity with, multiple consciousnesses.
Guess what, David? You've stumbled blindly into lesson 2 of the Drexel Geissman 10 Steps to Sales Domination Program.
Okay.
Understanding the client.
Right.
Now, understanding the client is at the core of what we do, because how can you trick someone if you don't understand them? And what is sales if not tricking people into giving you money?
Yes, I mean, well, that second part maybe not, but yes, we have been spending quite a lot of this brief trying to understand the just
got to
all
understand.
Of that.
Pain points, David. And
pain
that's
points?
Where the weakness is. So their weakness
Ooh.
Is they don't maintain a healthy work-life balance. And that's where we get them, David. That's where we exploit them. That's where we grab them by the very nature of their being and squeeze, David, until the pain is too much and they say, oh, here's the money. because they've got a niece. That's an emotional pain point. And they've got a bad work-life balance, and that's a physical pain point. And we need to jab in there.
I was going to try and sort of recap that in a sort of way that explained how bad it was, but honestly, I think you know how bad that sounds.
It's not bad, David.
Really?
It's commerce. It's what we do.
Is commerce bad? Whoa, now!
Caution. What did you expect was going to happen?
David, even think slightly about what you're saying.
Commerce is great, and Stella Firma commerce is brilliant, and money going to Stella Firma is the best thing ever.
Thin.
Thin?
Ice.
Yeah. David, are you trying to get us killed?
No.
Commerce has its less than positive sides at times, but that's what we are. That's what we do.
But do we really have to do it so hard?
Yes. Commerce is like a fight. Somebody else comes into the room, they've got your commerce. You want their commerce, so you've got to punch them in the face, physically and metaphorically.
But so Fugu and Aki kind of came here asking us for a planet, so can't we just kind of give them what they want without manipulating them and threatening their niece?
David, sweet, innocent, idiotic David.
Okay, well, I was...
That's exactly what we have to do.
No, what...
They don't know what they want. They think they know what they want, but they don't know what they want, so we need to tell them what they want. Don't you remember my shouting lesson from before?
Yeah, sure, but, I mean, they've literally asked for what they want. They want a party planet for their niece.
That's Rosie Nix.
She's turning six.
That's basic stuff, David. There's no upsell there. We can knock out a basic party planet at not much expense. And then where are we?
No, but we could...
Selling at low value. But
couldn't we upsell things that they've again asked for without threatening again their niece, Rosie, who is six?
Mm-hmm.
She's a lot older than me, actually.
Yes. A veritable adult in comparison to you, you child.
Oh.
All right, fine. David, I'm willing to grow as a person.
Unsubstantiated.
So let's see if we can combine my unassailable, unfailable sales domination plan with your, shall we say, wishy-washy cuddle arms tactics.
Okay, well, I just want to maybe recontextualise my approach a little more.
Wishy-washy, namby-pamby, fluffy bunny world of David
Seven. Just remember that we are going to go into a room. Well, so exactly how big was that meeting room?
David, we were there yesterday, remember? We were pretending to be gods.
Yes, but I was very scared, so I had my eyes closed the entire time.
The entire time, David?
Yes.
I wondered why they kept on looking over at you, really confused. I thought it was because, you know, you're just weird.
Yeah, just a scrunch-faced clone. Nope, didn't open my eyes at all.
I'm surprised it worked, David. I'm surprised they bought anything from us with your scrunchy, scrunchy face.
Well, maybe they liked
well,
my scrunchy,
you know,
face.
Well, it's sort of... What do you call it? An echoing, intimidating hall of commerce.
Right. So
doors twice as high as a human being, ceilings three times higher than that.
Okay.
Giant stone tables, cold, hard furniture, but sumptuous wines and foods. Nom, 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 nom.
Okay, so in which case, I just, when we're talking about manipulating them and tricking them and things, mm-hmm. I just want to remind you that their self-professed greatest strength is their 50 million very strong pairs of ever-shifting arms that can lift very heavy things. So if we maybe try and manipulate them and it goes wrong, we will be ripped apart.
Now that, David, you've hit upon something important. It is a dangerous world, both out there and in here. So when you go into a meeting with a client, you've got to accept the fact that they might murder you. You know, they might just straight up murder you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before now, you worry about being recycled, you worry about the board, and yes, they are things to worry about. But now, the client might murder you as well.
Oh, good.
Welcome
more
to the next
things.
Level. Welcome
more
to
things.
The next
more
level
to worry
of
about
sales.
Killing me. Brilliant. Okay.
And that thrill, David, that's why I love it. That thrill, it just gives me a feeling inside, any feeling at all. And that's why I do it, because it's like flinging yourself off a cliff into a room. You must win the sales, you must win the business, but at any moment, you might be murdered by the person across the table. It's a fight, David, stripped to the waist and oiled up, you fight!
Caution. Dangerous mental images detected. You are advised to remove your imagination.
This explains a lot.
Hmm?
Okay. So, not dying to the client is good.
No client dying for you.
Yes. Good, great. I do not want to die to the client. So, can we maybe just roll back the understanding the client step?
How about this, David? How about this?
Right.
We are trying to understand the client.
Yes.
And we are doing that to manipulate them, but maybe in a slightly more subtle way than I was suggesting, which will almost certainly involve our body-ripping murders.
Yes. So let's say we need to upsell them.
Mm-hmm.
Got a basic party planet, right?
Yes.
So there are many, many things that we can have at a party.
Sure.
Clowns.
Add-ons.
Bigger clowns.
Massive clowns.
Robot clowns.
Golden robot gonda clowns.
Well,
I've got an absolute load of those golden robot gondoliers hanging around. Once the Imogen stuff was taken out of them, they just went haywire. We
okay.
had to confiscate so many of them, David, and they are just cluttering up the storeroom. Paint a face on, put a funny nose, let him in with a group of children.
Well. Okay, so the things that Rosie enjoys. Mud.
Mm,
sticks.
Okay.
Sweet things like candy and synovial fluid.
Okay.
And bugs, especially slugs.
Candy survival forest.
What about...
Candy survival forest.
Candy survival forest,
yes.
Very wooded,
just
very good.
Drop them from a helicopter into an incredibly muddy, dangerous forest, but all the plants are made of candy. If they live, they'll have fun.
Right, yes, so we have them, we kind of drop them, so they can play all these games in this big sort of candy forest, candy survival forest, right? So we drop them down, and we don't feed them for ages.
Right.
So they're just famished, and we drop them, and they play these series of hungry games,
mm-hmm.
right? And all that time, there we have, so Rosie, she likes bugs and slugs.
Yes.
So what about golden robot slug clowns?
Golden robot slug clowns. We just beat the gold into a big amorphous shape.
Yeah, what is a slug except for just a blob?
It's so simple. It's so simple it sounds stupid, but
yes.
It's not.
And
it's
they just
genius.
Flop about, maybe in some mud, and then we give all of the children a stick.
Yes.
Because Rosie likes sticks.
Love sticks.
But these sticks... Upselling, but positively, because she likes sticks. So these sticks are the best sticks that have ever been.
Oh, these sticks.
Harvested
Ooh.
From sacred forests.
Ooh.
But every single stick must come from a different solar system.
Exactly.
So we find the most holy planet on each solar system, grab the sticks, and in sort of some giant cornucopia of sticks, the children can choose their weapon.
Yes, choose from this... arcade of holy weapons.
Right. So, right. So Fugu and Aki, they're sitting there. All of their arms are going...
I can see it now.
Yes. And you're pitching...
Yes,
hungry games.
Oh, these hungry games with holy sticks. Wouldn't you like your niece to be happy? You don't want to disappoint her, do you? Because then she might stop returning your calls.
Right. Yes. And then we can... The knocking. The knocking cometh.
David. David, it's time.
Okay.
Now, are you ready?
I'm going to keep one eye open.
It's an improvement, David.
Yes.
It's an improvement.
Be winking at Fugu and Arki. But, remember, Fugatissimon and Arkazianium.
Fugu and Archie.
No, they're probably not going to appreciate that. Fugatissimon and Arkazianium.
F-Dog and A-Bomb.
Better. Probably less likely to rip us apart with their 50 million...
Hi, everyone. It's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Gifting arms.
Who can say, David? But that's the thrill. Okay, come with me.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Ah, Funk Douglas! Applebam! How's it hanging, you extra-dimensional mountain of arms?
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by David Devereaux and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill. Join our Reddit community on r/rustyquill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.